America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Israel has launched fresh helicopter gunship attacks in Gaza City. Three missiles are reported to have been fired, leaving at least one person dead and more than 20 injured. The target is so far unknown. In Washington, U.S. leaders are calling on both sides to show restraint with the Middle East peace roadmap in tatters after 4 days of violence. Steve Mort reports.
Top Hamas leaders, including the militant group's founder, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. Nearly 50 people have died in 4 days of violence, and while the U.S. is urging Israel to aggressively deal with Hamas, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell says both sides should take a step back.
We all are anxious to see restraint, and we understand that it's important to get the terror down, and if the terror goes down, then the response to terror will no longer be required.
Meanwhile, at the UN, Secretary General Kofi Annan has told the Israeli newspaper Haaretz that he would support the idea of an armed force to serve as a buffer between Israelis and Palestinians. Steve Mort reporting.
Where in the world is Saddam Hussein? The Iraqi dictator hasn't been seen since U.S. forces started throwing bombs at Baghdad in March. Some think Saddam is dead, but others suspect he's alive and causing trouble from somewhere. A letter that Saddam purportedly faxed to an Arab newspaper calls on foreigners to leave Iraq. The letter also threatens nations with troops occupying Iraq. The letter threatens to take our defense of Iraq to their countries. The letter refers to the U.S.-British coalition that led the war as the cowardly occupier. U.S. troops have launched two big operations west and north of Baghdad this week to root out Saddam loyalists suspected of conducting a recent spate of attacks on U.S. soldiers.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
Delta Airlines and its pilots union will soon begin negotiations over a possible pay cut for pilots. The nation's third largest carrier has been hemorrhaging red ink and has laid off some 16,000 employees since the 9/11 attacks. Delta management wants pilots' pay to be cut by 22% and to cancel a 4.5% pay raise granted on May 1st. Along with that, officials want to cancel a 4.5% raise scheduled for next year. The pilots' union announced willingness to negotiate following a three-day meeting in Atlanta. Delta management says the carrier absolutely has to cut costs if it's going to survive. Delta pilots signed an agreement just before 9/11 that makes them the highest paid in the industry. A senior Delta captain flying in the largest planes in the fleet can make $250,000 a year.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Around 500 members of the Service Employees International Union gathered at the state office building in downtown Pittsburgh this morning. The members continued their protests over increases in health care costs for their members employed by the University of Pittsburgh. The university is attempting to implement health care benefit changes that would increase the workers' costs by up to 75%. Union spokesman Tom Hoffman says the protests are starting to gather some support.
I think we got to keep putting pressure on the University of Pittsburgh. Like I said, we're going to follow up with the state because they, you know, Furlough and Walco both said that they want to become involved in this.
The union will go to court Tuesday to attempt to block the university's attempt to impose the new benefits package with a new contract agreement. Stocks were lower today as an index on consumer sentiment fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 79 points to 91.17. The Nasdaq was down 27 to 16.26, and the S&P 500 fell 10 points to 9.89. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The key to success can be hard to find, just like the key to your heart. But I know a car key whose loss can leave you flat out of luck. When I come back, I'll tell you why. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly-Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Black cats and Friday the 13th aside, not having this key when you have a flat tire is truly bad luck. It's called a lug nut key, and its purpose is to prevent thieves from stealing custom wheels or expensive wheel covers. But unfortunately, if you misplace it, it also prevents you from changing a flat tire. Consult owner's manual to see if your wheels require a lug nut key, and if so, keep it handy. Otherwise, at flat tire time, you'll be flat out of luck. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us, whether you're joining us on the IE America Radio Network or Sirius Satellite Channel 145, Sirius Left. RadioPower.org or the White Rose Society. Patch it together and get involved here. Bart Kopp's official astrologer, Miss Geneva, will join us next hour. Stick around for that. We're going to talk a little bit about the charts on the Bush crime family and what the stars forecast for the 2004 election. You don't believe any of that stuff, do you? Huh? Okay. Well, Miss Geneva will join us, courtesy of her own self and Bart Kopp. New York Times today had extensive... obituaries, I guess, is the feature stories, obituaries on both Gregory Peck and David Brinkley. And I read both of them because these are, you know, these two people certainly were part of the players, I guess, not to denigrate either one, in my own life, your life too, David Brinkley, if you're over a certain age, and certainly Gregory Peck. But in reading the obituary or the feature story on Gregory Peck, a sentence leaped off the page at me. And I read it again and again and again. And a matter of fact, I read this sentence about six times. I thought, you know, I'm just going to mention this on the air tonight. excuse me. If you check out the Times or the obituary for Gregory Peck, it's the third paragraph in. It talks about his movies and about his various performances. And it's here's the sentence. And listen to this very, very closely. In this and other movies, his persona as the embodiment of American decency made him a persuasive advocate for the many liberal candidates and causes that he supported. Huh? The embodiment of American decency. The embodiment of American decency made him a persuasive advocate for the many liberal candidates and causes that he supported. Does that, I mean, isn't that the truth? Isn't that what liberalism is all about? American decency. That's all. That's all it's ever been about. Justice, fair play, a chance for everyone to spend our 60 or 70 or 80 or however many years we're going to have on this planet, in this country, in a mode of cooperation and decency and kindness. Man, when I read that sentence, all I could think of, I just got a rush, you'll pardon the word, of people like the pig man, Limbaugh, who is about anything but decency. Newt Gingrich, anything but decency. Gingrich was the one that introduced his word list and his list of phrases, all negative and nasty and smarmy phrases back in 1993 and 94 for Republicans to use to defeat Democratic candidates. I cannot think of any modern, by modern I mean existing now or in the past 15 or 20 years, I can't think of a decent Republican, somebody about whom you could say this sentence. In this and other movies, his persona as the embodiment of American decency made him a persuasive advocate for the many liberal candidates and causes that he supported. Who in the Democratic Party or Republican Party can you say that about? Who I'm getting all confused because it's such a profound statement. Who in the Republican Party can you say that about? Who in the conservative movement can you say that about? Tell me a conservative that embodies American decency. I'll wait. There is none. But the sentence, I mean, there it is. It's a long article all about Gregory Peck, about his various film roles, and yada, 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 yada. But that one sentence just jumped off the page. In this and other movies, his persona as the embodiment of American decency made him a persuasive advocate for the many liberal candidates and causes that he supported. Indeed. Too Stupid to Be President is in Kennebunkport, Maine, with the rich folks. I'm from Texas. No, you're not. You're from Kennebunkport, Maine. You just like to talk like you're from Texas. You ain't from Texas, boy. Anyway, Bush and his family, some key members of the Bush crime family, the Bloodline, are all gathered together in Kennebunkport, Maine, for Bush's fourth extended weekend vacation in the past 6 weeks. Going to do some golf, going to do some fishing. He and his pappy got up there on and teed off. Took a couple of practice shots. His first drive went into a riverbank. He found his stroke on the second try, and Daddy cheered him on, proclaimed, "It's a good ball there, son, good ball." Let me do this the way they do it on the news. Father and son left their family's coastal compound just after dawn, taking a mini motorcade to nearby Cape Arundel Golf Club, where they have been golfing for years. The first President Bush drove their golf cart up to the first tee, the current president riding shotgun with his feet up on the dash. "Good morning, everybody," he said to a group of reporters. Three generations of Bushes were spending Father's Day weekend at Walker's Point, the family's estate here along the Atlantic coastline. But it won't be all rest and relaxation. Bush gets regular daily briefings on pressing matters whenever he spends his time away from the White House. This weekend, salvaging Mideast peace looms large. But Bush ignored a reporter's question about that. The emphasis was decidedly on unwinding here during a weekend in which the family was celebrating the 79th birthday of the first President Bush. That would be George Herbert Herbert Bush. Arriving at the family's Oceanside estate, the younger Bush quickly shed the suit and tie for casual wear. He grabbed a tennis racket and whacked an orange ball for Dog Spot to fetch. The president was still clutching the racket when he tried to board a Segway, a stand-up motorized scooter that resembles a push lawnmower. The Segway went down on Bush's first attempt, but he stayed on his feet with a flying leap over the machine. Undeterred, he got on again. His father climbed on a second Segway, and they cruised around the driveway at the estate at Walker's Point. Oh, by the way, the president's twins, Jenna and Barbara, and former First Lady Barbara Bush all took turns on the Segways. Earlier Thursday, First Lady Laura Bush, the twins, and the former president took a cruise in a white powerboat. The stay in Kennebunkport was only the most recent long weekend of relaxation Bush has taken since the Iraq War. He has had three long weekends at his Crawford, Texas ranch since mid-April. We'll have sports and weather coming up for you in just a moment. Michelle? God. Yeah, the death and destruction just continues unabated in Afghanistan, Iraq, the occupied territories, Israel, Gaza, all over the place. People are dying, screaming deaths with their guts spilling out, hot guts falling out on the desert sand or the slums of Gaza City or intersections in downtown Jerusalem or the warlord camps in some godforsaken part of Afghanistan. But George Bush is hitting a good ball. God. Of course, the real news is too stupid to eat a pretzel fell off his Segway. You know, those things are designed. They are designed. Never mind. From Jody in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Mike, I'm listening to the show from last night. Where you were talking about the 45% who approve of George Bush, you said you don't understand polls. I do, at least for these people. Bush bandies about his God talk, and that's all they hear. Well, that and abortion. It is, in my Republican-infested area, Jody writes, the issue that makes most of them vote Republican. They don't seem to care that he has deliberately lied us into a war and killed people for that lie. Those lives apparently were not worth saving. They don't care, Jody writes, that the environment is systematically attacked and soon to be the object of a feeding frenzy by polluting and looting Bush cronies. They don't care that more children are being left behind in droves or that the bushwhackers want to convert Head Start into Dead Start. They don't care that poor people are getting so trodden upon they're not even useful as Bush's doormat anymore. And once the economy hits them in the pocketbook, it will be the Congress's fault, not George Bush's. So they will be wholly justified in voting for him again. He's a man of God. So what's your problem, Bubala? How come you can't see that? You know, they don't like it much, Jody writes, when I tell them that if they want to see evil, all they have to do is look at Bush. And finally, Mike, I just wanted to comment about the Bush's mission accomplished gig. That little phrase, as many of his malapropisms do, points out the real intention of this cabal. Other than the Iraq situation and a few filibuster judicial appointments, his mission is accomplished. Destruction of social programs, bankruptcy of our government and the economy, unfettered police power, trashing of the environment, decimation of the public school system, and the incorporation of corporations and ultra-right Christian coalition types into every aspect of his policies. And still, I fight on. Jody in Arlington Heights. Bless your heart, Jody. And thanks for writing. Yikes. Quick break. We'll be right back. That's right. You're not from Texas. That's right. You're not from Texas. That's right. You're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right. You're not from Texas. That's right. Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta. That's right. You're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. So won't you let me help you, mister? Just pull your hat down the way I do and buy your pants just a little longer. Next time somebody laughs at you, you just tell them you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas won't you anyway.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, "Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?" Right. It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kid. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, "Oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak."
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, heard live every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, June 14th, I'll be on location from 10 to 5 at Don Scott's Antique Market in Atlanta, Georgia, the best antiques and collectibles show in the South, doing free first-come, first-serve appraisals on my TV show, Flea Market Mania, with Good Life TV Network. I'll be in the North Building at 3650 Jonesboro Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, telephone 404-363-0909.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Tick-tick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
narwhal,
Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. So Jody, you know, Jody's point that the Bush crime family, the reason they have so much support from brain-dead Republicans, you know, he's a man of God and he's anti-abortion. Tom Friedman, a couple days ago, had something in the New York Times about how Democrats have been trying to figure out a way to counteract Bush's maniacal tax cuts. That's what Friedman calls him, maniacal. As you know, and as I know, those are designed to destroy the government, to shrink government to the point where it's no longer effective. and shift as many things as possible from the government stewardship to the so-called free market, which is not free and it's not a market. So Friedman has a suggestion. He points out that when you shrink government, what you're really doing is shrinking the services provided by not just the feds, but state and local governments to the vast American middle class, not to mention poor folks in this country. Just pick up your local newspaper and look at what's being cut in your city, your county, and your state as a direct result of the fumbling ineptitude of the Bush crime family. So Friedman has an idea that henceforth, Democrats simply ask voters to substitute the word services for the word taxes every time they hear too stupid to be president open his mouth. Now, the way this works, when Bush says he wants yet another round of reckless tax cuts, Democrats should simply refer to them as service cuts, because that is what they are. Cuts in services. Indeed, Friedman says, the Democrats' bumper sticker in 2004 should be, quote, read my lips, no new services. Or, no new services, or old ones. Now, Daschle has already started saying service cuts this week in a press conference. It was televised on C-SPAN. Of course, it wasn't on commercial networks. Oh, they're not allowed to say Daschle. I'll just call them service cuts. And whenever the Bush, any member of the Bush crime family, whether it is he or his cabinet members or the Republican leadership in the legislative branch, whenever you hear them say, it's not the government's money, it's your money, then we should point out what is really being said. It's not the government services, it's your services. Now, back in the corrupt old Nixon years, Pete Peterson was the Secretary of Commerce, and he pointed out in the New York Times the other day, when Bush took office, the 10-year budget projection, this is right after Bill Clinton's 8 years, the 10-year budget projection showed a $5.6 trillion surplus. The first Bush tax cut, coupled with these continued spending, a budget most of which went for Homeland Security and the defense industry, the weapons industry, that brought the projected surplus down to $1 trillion. But he went on with more of these so-called tax cuts, the service cuts, and now the 10-year projection is not a $5.6 trillion surplus, but a $4 trillion deficit. Now, how's your math? That's a $10 trillion turnaround from this too-stupid-to-be-president thug who's in office. Now, this will shrink the government's ability to help the states. Most states have to run balanced budgets. So what are we facing in Georgia and Michigan and Mississippi and California? What are we facing all over? Less health care, less kindergarten for children, less higher state college tuition, smaller local school budgets, fewer state service workers, Social Security. So let's call it what it is, huh? Hey, how'd you like some more service cuts, stupid?
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number
25. Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Union janitors and their supporters rallied outside the headquarters of the Red Cross in downtown Washington, D.C. yesterday, protesting the treatment of janitors who clean the towering office building. Support for Service Employees International Union Local 82 is growing among janitors who clean the Red Cross on behalf of the Continental Building Maintenance Contractor, something that Local 82 organizer Fabricio Herrera says is due to the recent success of the union in winning a new contract for D.C.'s organized janitors.
In this building, where the janitors, they only make $7 an hour. They don't have no benefit. They don't have nothing.
Organizer John Everhart says Continental recently threatened workers wearing buttons and stickers in support of Local 82.
That's not legal. It's legal for everyone to show their support of a union in a public way. And so if we're going to bring charges against them if that's what we need to do.
Yesterday marked International Justice for Janitors Day, called by the Service Employees International Union each June 15th.
Two new health studies provide compelling evidence that working nights is bad for your health. The Canadian government's Department of Statistics released a report this week that analyzed nearly 10 years of data collected on shift workers. It found that those who work second or third shift jobs have higher rates of heart disease, higher blood pressure, and more frequent incidents of digestive problems. Women who work irregular hours also have a higher risk of breast cancer. This corresponds with a study released last week by researchers at Harvard who examined the working habits of nurses. They found that nurses who worked nights at least three times a month for 15 years or longer had a statistically greater chance of colorectal cancer. Both studies suggest that irregular working hours interferes with the body's internal clock, and that may be the primary factor for increased health problems.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briar.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, to talk to the animals. And you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Sandy Potter in New York also sent out an email to not just me, but oh my God, just about every news agency you can think of, and also certain people, specific people who work for various news agencies, but she sent it to everybody. There must be 100 different news gathering organizations or individuals she sent this to. And here's what it says. Bush lied and thousands die. He must be held accountable. It is time that George Bush took responsibility for the lies of his administration. Do not allow him to blame the intelligence community again for his incompetence, negligence, and ignorance. After 9-1-1, he blamed the entire tragedy on faulty intelligence. This was a lie. Now he's trying to blame 200 and counting dead Americans and thousands of dead Iraqis on faulty intelligence. The only faulty intelligence is sitting behind JFK's desk in the Oval Office. If we can impeach a twice-elected president for oral sex, we certainly can impeach a never-elected president for lying about war and death. Tell Americans the truth. They will know what to do. So obviously it's a plea to the media that Sandy Potter wrote here from New York. I just wonder how many folks paid any attention whatsoever to Sandy Potter's email today. I just wonder. Dave is calling from Royal Oak, Michigan. Hey, Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Good. I have a question for you.
I'll try to answer it.
Do you think there will be any human beings alive 1,000 years from now?
Well, that's if one were to use Occam's razor, that the which I believe is the simplest explanation is usually the correct one, and kind of twisted a bit because you're not looking for an explanation, you're looking for a projection. The answer would be no. If there is a possibility that we, and by that I mean the human race, can figure out some way to deal with environmental destruction, poverty, war, hunger, and disease, then yes. But if things continue the way they are, I don't think so. On the other hand, if we go back just, what, 800 years, 900 years, when the plague was attacking Asia and then Europe, the bubonic plague, where millions upon millions of people and a huge percentage of the population was being wiped out. And, of course, that brought on the religious fanatics who tried, you know, they didn't understand disease at the time, so they said God was pissed off and this was the way he was wreaking his rage and his anger. Back in those days, I'm sure if somebody would have said, well, here it is in the year 1272, do you think there's going to be anything left 1,000 years from now? I think the answer would have been no. But there's a difference. And the difference is, of course, we were stupid back then. We were still...
we're smart now.
Yeah, we're real smart now. We're technically advanced now. I think we do have the ability to end human life or to make it to make this planet what it could be, whereas people 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago, did not have that that ability. The quick answer is no. I don't think we're going to survive. The hopeful answer is yes. We'll get a grip, and leaders will emerge, whether they come from Africa or China or South America or wherever. But these leaders will emerge who will be able to. They will be avatars. They will be people who speak a spiritual language as well as a language that we can all understand. So the practical side of me says no, I don't think so. The ever-hopeful side says possibly.
Okay. Bubonic, yeah, I gotcha.
Sorry,
I followed you.
Sorry for the weird answer, but...
No, perfect. You know. The bubonic plague was very serious and viewed from the times of 1270s and stuff. People would have said no.
Right.
Right now we're looking at much more global, much more interconnected,
right.
Possible environmental catastrophes,
sure.
Famine, nuclear winter, disease,
right.
Or flooding, or combinations thereof.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, this is a pleasant conversation we're having here.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But even from the bubonic plague, which was really serious,
yeah.
People did survive. And even if it got back, even if we had to suffer combinations of any of the above or just nuclear winter or whatever,
yeah.
Do you think that small groups might survive?
Not a nuclear winter. I think Jonathan Schell's book that came out in the 80s, The Fate of the Earth, pretty much and very clearly explained what a full-scale nuclear exchange between, for example, the U.S. and the Soviet Union, and now between any couple of countries, what it would bring about in terms of the survivability of this planet. And as far as I'm concerned, he made a very clear case based on science that, no, a nuclear war on this planet, a full-scale thermonuclear global conflict, there will be no survivors. There will be no pockets. First of all, there will be, you know, we've got to have sunlight. We've got to have... a green, growing, living things. We,
yeah.
You know, and it's impossible. A nuclear winter, by definition, is there is no sun, there is no life, there is nothing. So now, what else can we talk about? Hold on
okay.
a second. Hold on a second while I open an artery.
Okay, there we go. All right, now what?
Right. Would you say that? And this does connect, even though it's going to seem like it doesn't.
Is there a prize for all these at the end?
No,
okay.
No.
All right, go ahead.
No, no prize.
All right, last one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll give you a time capsule.
Okay.
Okay, prize. Do you think...
Now, this is going into your time capsule, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what was the last thing?
Do you think that things like things we see today, human failings, like victimization, war... backstabbing, lack of compassion.
You're talking about George Bush and his group.
Yeah, I'm talking about whether it's two guys working a machine shop or the leader of a country against the rest of the world.
Right.
Human negatives.
Right.
Do you think that these kind of character traits that we see in our leaders right now and even in our neighbors sometimes, do you think that they were part of society when we were still struggling for survival, like hunter-gatherers?
Well, probably so. Natural selection pretty much determines who's going to survive and who doesn't. There are certain traits, or what species is going to survive, what subgroup within that species is going to survive. Natural selection, which is more of a coherent, as far as I'm concerned, more of a coherent idea than so-called just flat-out evolution. It's natural selection that determines who the winners and the losers are going to be on a genetic level, on a DNA level. And if, you know, nature or survivability or natural selection is, it doesn't care. There is no good or bad. It's just, you know, who's going to survive? Which part of the species is going to survive? Which group is going to make it? Natural selection does not make moral judgments. Good people don't necessarily survive. The ones who do survive are the ones who figure out how to eat the most, or breathe the cleanest air, or drink the purest water, and avoid disease, or being clubbed to death by the neighbor in the cave next door. So, natural selection, I think, would indicate that these traits that are so vile and contemptible in world leaders, there has to be a reason for that if you go strictly by natural selection. Nature doesn't play games.
Do you think the reason is built into the genetics, or it's a matter of choice? Back to that matrix analogy. Are we choosing, or is it built in?
Well, there's the nature-nurture argument, and you can make a strong case for either one. I used to be more inclined toward the nurture point of view, but my wife has convinced me that the nature point of view, genetics, DNA, natural selection, all that sort of thing is more important than the nurture thing. Kathy, what do you have to say about it?
No, it's all genetics. I promise you, it is 100% nature over nurture.
Listening. Yeah,
she's on the phone.
She's a Richard Dawkins person, so.
Okay.
You know.
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right, Dave. Thanks for checking in. That goes into Dave's time capsule, in case you were wondering. Now, where were we? Oh my God, I'm just totally off my feed here. Oh, back to this. Just a couple more items here, and then to your phone calls. By the way, the phone number is 800-TALK-YES. I skipped the whole first part, didn't I? 800-TALK-YES if you want to call in. Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net if you want to email. Another poll. We don't like these. We disregard them. But I'm just tossing this out. This is a CNN USA Today Gallup poll. Americans are about evenly divided when asked if the country was better off under Clinton than it is now. How can we be evenly divided on that? Aside from Clinton's foreign policy, aside from Clinton's support of NAFTA, I mean, just generally speaking, because most Americans at the time paid not a bit of attention to what NAFTA was about, they bought the BS, not just from Clinton, but from Pappy Bush before him and from the internationalists and the transnational corporations. So if we can set that part aside and set aside some of the domestic policies that went on beneath the radar, set aside the fact that under Clinton we had more people incarcerated for example, drug crimes than in any other period in the history of this country. So you see, there's an awful lot you have to set aside when you take a look at Clinton, the Clinton administration. But overall, compared to the Bush administration, why hell yes, it was 1,000,000,000 times better. So what's up with half? 49% of the people in this poll said Bush, 46% said Clinton, which puts it right within the margin of error. It's a dead heat. Half America says, well, things were better under Bill Clinton. The other half says, no, things are better under George Bush. And I have to wonder, as I always do in my utter naivete, who are these half of Americans who think things are better under George Bush? Clinton, according to the poll, appears to be regaining favor with the public. More than half, 54%, said they have a favorable view of him. Now, back in March 2001, right after the Bush crime family took power, lied their asses off about the condition of the White House. Remember that story?
They trashed everything. There was porno, and they trashed Air Force One. They stole everything.
Remember those filthy lies? That should include everybody in that the Bush crime family was going to dump nothing but lies on the American people, whether it was about stolen ashtrays from Air Force One or 200 dead Americans in Iraq. It doesn't matter. They lie. But in March of 2001, when the Bush crime family was testing the waters about how far they could go with the lies, about 60% had an unfavorable view of Clinton. Now, that was an exact flip-flop, because while the Republicans were trying to assassinate him politically with the Monica Lewinsky crap, 60% of us held a favorable view of Clinton. You see? Now, half in this new poll, 48%, said Clinton's relationship with Lewinsky never bothered them. And 25% said it,
well, it bothered me at the time, but it doesn't now. I don't care, you know. So,
just one more useless, stupid poll. Just thought I'd toss it out. You can toss it right back. Nadine is calling from Honolulu, our bureau chief there. Hey, Nadine.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Well, I bumped into a nice, interesting story.
Yeah, that's the one about the U.S. is turning to the Taliban over in Afghanistan.
Yes, I did send it to you.
Yeah, we're looking to the Taliban to help us out in Afghanistan. These people, the Bushes are sick.
Oh, I also posted it on the board, by the way, so people can go read it.
It's just crazy. It's just, send me the link. You didn't send me the link.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You sent me the story. Send me the URL, and I will put it on my website later on this evening.
Oh, and speaking of polls, I found a one that is quite humorous on the web, one of those non-scientific ones.
Yeah?
And the question is, what do you think should happen to George W. Bush for manufacturing WMD as an excuse for war and other potential violations of law while in office?
Yeah.
Impeachment and prosecution, 71%.
Ah!
Vote him out of office in 2004, 14%.
14%?
Yes.
That's it?
That's it.
Vote him out of office, 14%?
Well,
I see. 71% say impeach him now.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
No consequences, 4%.
Yeah.
Allowed to resign gracefully, allowing succession, 4%, yeah. A.K.A. the Nixon route.
Yeah.
Serve his term and agree not to serve another, 2%.
Yeah.
LBJ route, other, 1%.
1%. I'm curious about what the other, how that breaks down. Are they talking about a trial and firing squad?
No, they're not. I think that's impeachment and prosecution.
Strap his ass to a space shuttle and zoom him up into outer space and let him hang out in the space station for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years? No? I just wonder what the other represents there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I have no idea, but I found it and I thought it was humorous.
It is funny. Hey, listen, send me the URL on that story about Afghanistan, the U.S. turns to the Taliban.
Oh, sure.
Okay, because I want to post that. I did read what you sent me, and it's just, I can't believe it. This part that says the United States and Pakistani intelligence officials have met with Taliban leaders in an effort to devise a political solution to prevent the country from being further ripped apart. It's astonishing. What are they going to do? Are they going to invite Osama bin Laden to be the president of Afghanistan?
I don't know, but did you catch the other part? Where they basically are also asking for any U.S. or allied soldier held captive to be released. When did we lose any people to them?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. We're not allowed to know about that sort of thing because it is classified information, Nadine. We're not supposed to know about how many Americans are being held captive. As far as we are to know, none.
Yes, I know. I could not miss that part. I was just going, this is impressive, incredible.
I hear
who
you.
Who they people think they're listening. By the way, speaking about political action.
Quickly.
Yes, quickly.
Quickly.
Today I talked to several people online, and they all encourage people to basically flood the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, the Republican side.
Yeah.
Call them. Email them.
We'll do
it. Let them know who they work for.
That's a good idea. Excellent idea. Thanks, Nadine.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a nice evening.
In Afghanistan, more died than in New York, and most of them civilians. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. The king of death row, Texas, elected by his brother-in-law. Hail Caesar! This is what you're fighting for. Oil money, Enron, the American Empire!
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
Hi, I'm Steven Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Steven at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
5 before the hour. Hey, don't forget, Bartkop's official astrologer, Geneva, joins us in about a half an hour. That'll be fun. She's going to tell us a little bit about the Bush crime family and what the stars predict for the 2004 election. No, we're not going to do astrological charts for you or me or Kathy. It's going to be about, we're just going to chat with her for a while, okay? Okay. Bill is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Haven't called in a while. I just thought maybe I'd...
About time you checked in.
I know.
Yeah.
I sent you an email.
You did?
While you were on the air.
Yeah?
George W.'s Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that, yeah.
I thought it was...
Just got that.
Just hilarious.
It is.
Funny
it,
times.
It is.
That's a good website, by the way. I also sent you something while you were off the air. Did you get your Homeland Security test?
My Homeland Security test? I did not.
Okay, I sent it to your AOL address.
Okay.
It's Homeland Security self-examination, also from Funny Times. Well, there's a series of questions in there. It didn't take too long to read it because I know you're about ready to go to a news break.
We are indeed.
But...
Well, I'll check it out. Maybe I can... you sent it to my AOL account?
Yeah.
Maybe we can post it someplace on the website and people can take it.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, but bottom line, after you take the test, if you score less than 15 on the test, you're a loyal American.
You're a loyal American?
Yes. Uh-huh. Report any suspicious activity in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
15 to 30, a friend of... you're a friend of the president.
Yeah.
Get out your checkbook.
Yeah.
30 to 39, born in the USA, watch more Fox News.
Right.
Over 39, terrorist or terrorist sympathizer, you're either with us or you're against us.
Yeah.
Consider this your final warning.
Yeah.
No, it's just some hilarious stuff.
I'll check it out. What happens if you score 100?
That's your terrorist.
Yeah, well, that I'll look for it. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Oh, no, 100. No, yeah? If you score 100, let's see.
You're Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bill. I'll check it out over the weekend.
Okay.
All right, sir, you take care. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Do stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Israel has launched fresh helicopter gunship attacks in Gaza City. Three missiles are reported to have been fired, leaving at least one person dead and more than 20 injured. The target is so far unknown. In Washington, U.S. leaders are calling on both sides to show restraint with the Middle East peace roadmap in tatters after 4 days of violence. Steve Mort reports.
Top Hamas leaders, including the militant group's founder, Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. Nearly 50 people have died in 4 days of violence, and while the U.S. is urging Israel to aggressively deal with Hamas, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell says both sides should take a step back.
We all are anxious to see restraint, and we understand that it's important to get the terror down, and if the terror goes down, then the response to terror will no longer be required.
Meanwhile, at the UN, Secretary General Kofi Annan has told the Israeli newspaper Haaretz that he would support the idea of an armed force to serve as a buffer between Israelis and Palestinians. Steve Mort reporting.
An Iraqi business owner is facing up to 10 years in the slammer after admitting to funneling money overseas to help terrorists. George Lynn has more.
Hussein Al-Shafei owned a money-wiring business which primarily catered to Middle Eastern people looking to send money to relatives overseas. Prosecutors say he also laundered millions of dollars to help terrorists. Al-Shafei has pleaded guilty to a single count of money laundering as part of a plea agreement. He admitted to the crime after a group of other Middle Easterners accused of taking part in the scheme agreed to testify against Al-Shafei. George Lynn, Seattle.
If you're losing your hair, then I have great news for you. Now you can have twice as much hair within 90 days, guaranteed. Announcing Hair Advantage, the world's most advanced hair regrowth system that will reverse baldness, fill in embarrassing bald spots, and regrow up to twice as much new hair, guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle as it starts regrowing new hair in balding areas. Hair Advantage contains a patented active ingredient that was approved by the FDA for hair regrowth. In clinical studies, the majority of people regrew their hair, with almost half experiencing dense hair regrowth. So call now for your risk-free trial, and you can have twice as much hair within 90 days. Guaranteed. Hair Advantage is safe, clinically proven, and effective on virtually everyone. Call toll-free 1-800-213-4495. That's 1-800-213-4495. 1-800-213-4495.
Part of the 2002 Farm Bill mandates that beginning in the fall of 2004, all the meat, fish, and vegetables you buy will have to be labeled with its country of origin. Some officials, such as Randy Huffman with the American Meat Institute, want to see the requirement disappear.
The USDA estimates the cost of compliance to the law will be in the neighborhood of $2.9 billion annually. The bottom line is it adds cost to the system with virtually no chance of recouping that cost because there's no additional value to consumers.
And even though the country of origin mandate is now federal law, there is a chance it might never come to fruition. Some speculate U.S. officials could use it as a bargaining chip at upcoming WTO talks and offer to do away with the labeling in exchange for trade concessions.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Several University of Minnesota employees rallied today outside the Board of Regents meeting to protest proposed changes to the university's health insurance plan. The changes include higher copays, deductibles, and premiums. Fred Morrison, who represents the employees, had this to say to Regents Thursday.
This is the least worst option, but this should not be mistaken for an enthusiastic endorsement. It is an acceptance. It is a recognition that the university is in difficult times, and we are part of those difficult times.
Key negotiators say the university can't afford to continue subsidizing employee health benefits at the current rate. The university is in contract negotiations with its unions, which oppose the changes. Consumer sentiment caused stocks to go lower today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 79 points to 91.17. The NASDAQ was down 27 to 16.26. The S&P 500 fell 10 points to 989. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Your car spark plugs are like an infantry. They work hard and fire a lot. How many times do spark plugs fire? And what can you do to keep them in shape? When we come back, I'll tell you.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
When your odometer clicks 10,000 miles, your spark plugs have fired 15 million times, transmitting enough electricity to power home appliances for 15 months. This high voltage current, heat, and chemical erosion eat away the firing gap, widening it so much that plugs can't make their spark, resulting in wasted gas, lost power, and polluted air, if you can get your car started at all. So have your hard-working spark plugs replaced for most cars every 30,000 miles. Replacing marginal or misfiring plugs will save you heartburn and money. Brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. The article you heard Nadine, our Honolulu bureau chief, talking about, she sent me the URL now, and it's from Asia Times. We will put the link at our website. But apparently what is going on, there was a meeting recently between representatives of Pakistan's ISI, that's like the FBI or CIA, Pakistan's ISI, the U.S. FBI, and Taliban leaders at a Pakistan Air Force base near Quetta. According to the Asian Times, there were 4 conditions put to the Taliban before any form of reconciliation can take place that could potentially lead to them having a role in the Kabul government. They have to understand, Hamid Karzai's government, of course, is only effective in the city of Kabul. It's total anarchy. It's warlordism all over Afghanistan. You know, there's peace in Afghanistan. We liberated the Afghan people. Everything is fine. And just another Bush lie. Americans are dying there. Afghans are dying there. Pakistanis are dying there. It's chaos. It's utter chaos. The country of Afghanistan is still in the Bronze Age, Stone Age. All right, let's say the Bronze Age. 4 conditions put to the Taliban. First, Mullah Omar must be removed as supreme leader. They rejected that. Next, all Pakistani, Arab, and other foreign fighters currently engaged in operations against U.S. troops in Afghanistan must be thrown out of the country. Third, any U.S. or allied soldiers held captive must be released. Huh? And fourth, Afghans currently living abroad, notably in the U.S. and the U.K., must be given a part in the government, even though many do not even speak their mother tongue, such as Dari or Pashto. Now, the Taliban refused the first condition point blank, showed some flexibility on the other terms. The preliminary contact, therefore, made little headway. But can you believe this? Calm down, Mike. Don't scream. Don't yell. Don't yell. The key reason for this is that the previous Taliban government, which is dispersed almost intact inside the country, after capitulating with practically no fight at all, the previous Taliban government is backed by the most powerful force in Afghanistan, and that is the clerics and the religious students. The United States and the Brits and the Germans, who have fighting forces there, and I believe the French, unless they want to kill every single Afghan, they are no more going to subdue that country than the British did 200 years ago, than the Russians did 40 years or 30 years ago, than we have now. This is Afghanistan. So what is the Bush crime family doing beneath the radar? Meeting with the Taliban, trying to cut a deal. Can you believe it? Well, sure you can. Sure you can. Oh, my God. I wonder if any of the intrepid White House or crack White House press corps will bring this up with the pencil neck geek come Monday. What's the date on this? Doesn't have the specific date. Asia Times. We'll post the link at our website, and you can read it for yourself and make your own decision. Huh? Oh my God. So who are we going to cut a deal with in Iraq? Saddam Hussein? Because Iraq is another country, unless we are willing to kill everyone there. Let's be real. There, we are not going to subdue the Iraqi people. That's not going to happen. The Iraqi people knew they were living under a tyrant. They also knew that they had 13 years, 12 years of absolute economic deprivation imposed on them by primarily the U.S. and the U.K. Revolution does not come from the poor. Revolution comes from the middle class, whether it's Fidel Castro, whether it's Vladimir Lenin, whether it is Karl Marx, whether it is Adolf Hitler, no matter who it is, they are never the poorest of the poor. We turned Iraq into a Middle Eastern basket case. We guaranteed that there would be no middle class that could rise up and throw Saddam out of power. And there was a reason for that. We didn't want him out of power. We did not want him out of power. Now, it would have been wise to have followed through on that, not wanting him out of power, and eased the sanctions and continued the presence of the U.N. weapons inspectors and eventually turned the country legitimately and literally back over to, or not turn it back over, but an emerging middle class would have presented itself as. And some of that middle class would have come from the so-called Republican Guard, the so-called Iraqi military. You don't think they were suffering, too? You don't think their cousins down the road were suffering? But no, that's not the course of action we took. We didn't encourage an internal rebellion. So here we are. But as far as Afghanistan is considered, look, how many people, when we decided to attack Afghanistan so we could build our pipeline... See, the pipeline, the contracts have been let. So probably what these talks with the Taliban, former Taliban leadership also include are, look, guys, We've got the rights to the pipeline. We offered you, we the Bush crime family, offered you this pipeline. And we told you that we would pave your country with gold, or we would, a carpet of gold or carpet bombing. And because you were stupid, you picked the carpet bombing. Okay, we all make mistakes. Now the damage is done. We have this moron, Hamid Karzai, in Kabul. Look, we'll cut a deal with you now. Now that the bloodshed has been absorbed by the Afghan deserts once again, as it has been for 600, 700, 800 years, let's talk business. Let's talk business. Here's all we want. Here's all we Americans want. We want to make sure that pipeline is as secure coming across Afghanistan as the Alaskan pipeline is secure coming across that state. That's all we're asking, okay? Just keep the pipeline secure. We don't care what you do. Put your women back in those potato sacks. We don't give a damn. All we really care about is the security of that pipeline. Now, if you'll guarantee us that, we won't even pay attention as you go ahead and flood the world with heroin and opium poppies. We don't care. We were never about righteousness or morality, justice or fair play. We are the Bush crime family. We just want the damn pipeline. Can you guarantee that for us, dude? If you can, we can do business. So there we are. The Pakistani secret police, which is as murderous and terroristic as the Shah of Iran's secret police, the SAVAK, there is the ISI, the Pakistani secret police, sitting down with the U.S. secret police, the FBI, and the Taliban leadership. Oh my God. Trying to cut a deal. And all the Bush crime family wants... what? Schools, roads, bridges, dams, electricity? If you boys want to do that, go right ahead. The only thing we're really concerned about is that pipeline. That's all. Just the pipeline. We tried to tell you that 4 years ago and you wouldn't listen. Damn it. We brought you all to Houston. We sat you down with James Baker what's his name? The guy that sits on the board of Bechtel. And we sat you down with Ken Lay before he got busted. We sat you down with Pappy Bush and the Carlyle Group. And Carlucci was there and Henry Kissinger was there. And we said to you, look, boys, all you have to do, just make a deal with us. And you stupid towel heads, oh, excuse me, I'm not supposed to say that anymore now that we're about to cut a deal. You stupid people wouldn't do it. And we had to just come over there and re-destroy your country. Hell, we'll destroy it again. All we want is a deal. That's all we ever wanted. Just protect the pipeline. Now, you got to stop and think, how many people did we lose? How many Americans died in Afghanistan? Anybody know? I honestly don't know. We're not supposed to know that. How many Afghan people died? We don't know. We're not supposed to know that. This one provision here that any U.S. Soldiers held captive must be released, what does that mean? Do we have U.S. soldiers being held captive in Afghanistan? Well, if that's one of the requests from the American government, working clandestinely through whomever is over there cutting a deal for us, then we must. Good God. Susan's calling from Moody, Alabama. Hey, Susan.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine.
I know.
Fine. No, I'm fine. I'm great.
Good. Okay. National health care.
Yeah?
For Iraq.
For Iraq?
Yes.
Is that they're gonna have national health care?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good
thing. Didn't know that was part of it?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. We don't have a pipeline here, so we don't get national health care.
Right. If there was oil under Moody, Alabama, y'all have all the health care you could possibly need.
My place would be up for sale tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other thing I wanted to say, and you can just, help me out here. The Mickey Mouse ears, the Disney, the major media, they just... on one hand, it's genocide, and the other hand, it's like we needed it to happen because it was an illegal election.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. that's just really where I'm coming from tonight.
Well, yeah, it was an illegal election. It wasn't even an election. As far as Afghanistan and Iraq is concerned, though, these are... It's just like Somalia that Pappy Bush got us into. Just disaster after disaster after disaster. The misuse of the U.S. military, the violation of international law. I don't know.
But the media doesn't call it.
No, of course not.
It really is.
And
it's
now
like East Timor, it's genocide, but they do not call it that.
And now we're sitting down with the Taliban trying to cut a deal.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Where is Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, where is he indeed? Probably,
yeah.
Probably at the ranch in Texas. Thanks, Susan.
Oh, thanks.
All right, you have a nice weekend.
Every drop of their blood for the freedom to live. All the people are dying to get back their land and the home of their fathers who died for Islam.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit, no credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
When you go into America's national parks, your eyes and soul soak up the experience. Majestic mountains, timeless forests, breathtaking canyons, expansive seashores. But if you look around, you'll also notice something not so spectacular. Rotting facilities, fewer visitor hours, closed off areas, fewer rangers. All signs of a phenomenal national asset being allowed to deteriorate. Why is this happening? Where's our national leadership? As a presidential candidate, George W. expressed indignity at the failure to maintain such a priceless system. In 2000, he staged a campaign media event with the soaring Cascade Mountains as his backdrop, warning in outrage that our national parks are, quote, at the breaking point. And he vowed to voters that he'd eliminate the $5 billion backlog in needed maintenance to restore the system. 3 years later, Ranger George is nowhere to be seen. The national maintenance backlog is now $6 billion, and Bush even slashed 40% of the repair budget for the very same mountain park that he had used as a political backdrop. And instead of expanding our public parks, as every president for the last century has done, George allowed national park space to shrink by 187,000 acres last year alone. He also cut the overall repair budget for Western parks by 28%, diverting much of this money to his right-wing ideological goal of privatizing our public system, allowing corporate profiteers to replace some 1,700 experienced workers with poorly trained, low-wage workers. This is Jim Hightower saying, fixing and expanding our wondrous national parks is but one of the crying national needs that could have been met with a fraction of that $325 billion that Bush and Congress just took from our national treasury and so frivolously gave away to the richest people in America. Teddy Roosevelt would be ashamed. But then, George is no Teddy.
I gave the people in Afghanistan a choice, but they didn't listen. They didn't respond. And now they're paying a price.
Can you believe that? So now, I'm just wondering, can you believe the story? I have found that Asia Times usually is just as reliable as the Associated Press or the Guardian of London or almost said the New York Times. It's a reliable news source. It says, according to people familiar with Afghan resistance movements, the one that has emerged over the past year and a half since the fall of the Taliban is about four times as strong as the movement that opposed Soviet invaders for nearly a decade starting in 1979. Think about that. Think about that. The resistance movement in Afghanistan now is estimated to be four times as strong as the resistance movement that opposed the Soviets. And part of the reason the Soviet Union collapsed, imploded, was the war in Afghanistan. The article also says the U.S. forces have employed maximum air support and advanced technology in an attempt to curtail attacks against U.S. troops. But without the help of local Afghan forces, they are unable to track down Hafiz Rahim, who to date has been the person targeting U.S. convoys scores of times. The U.S. has admitted a few deaths, while the Taliban claim they have killed many more than the official numbers state. Unbelievable. So, after all the rhetorical overstatements, is there a tipping point where we, as a people, really do surround the White House and say, we've had enough of this, we've had enough of this? Now we have this story. Now we have this story. Sitting down and trying to work a deal with the Taliban because Afghanistan is totally uncontrollable. It simply will not be governed by an occupational force. It won't. I mean, history has proven that. The Bush crime family cares not a damn about history, but history will devour it, is devouring it. And now we have the situation in Iraq. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This, by the way, this growing scandal over these non-existent weapons of mass destruction, doesn't it kind of bring into sharp relief the hypocrisy that you have to display if you're a Republican? You know I hate Republicans. I don't hate them. I hold them in utter contempt. From Republican leaders all the way down to common folk like me who vote the Republican ticket. I've said it many times on the program. To me, they are working against the best interests of this country. And on a personal note, I just consider them to be scum. But Republicans, who are screaming for the impeachment of Clinton for trying to hide a private transgression, is that good enough? These Republicans now expect the rest of us to forgive, too stupid to be president, for lying to the entire world, for taking us into a war, for killing 200 of our soldiers, for killing as many as 10,000 Iraqis. And we're supposed to, we're supposed to forgive that, but Bill Clinton's sin was unforgivable. Dear God. All right, quick break here. When is our guest going to be on? Oh, she's Geneva joins us next. She is BartCop.com's official astrologer. We're going to talk about the Bush crime family for a while. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Ecology books tell a famous tale about deer and mountain lions in northern Arizona, but a historian says they don't tell the whole story. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Students of ecology often learn about a deer herd that grew to enormous numbers, then crashed. It happened on the Kaibab Plateau in Arizona, along the northern edge of the Grand Canyon. Chris Young has written a new book about the Kaibab deer called In the Absence of Predators. Young says textbooks use this parable to show how killing off cougars led to an ecological catastrophe. The story begins in 1906, when President Theodore Roosevelt created a game preserve on the Kaibab Plateau.
So by trying to protect the deer, according to the textbook story, predators were removed. Mountain lions in particular were killed off. And when those predators were removed, the deer were able to reproduce and populate the plateau very quickly and eventually ate off most of the browse, most of the vegetation, and began to starve by the mid-1920s.
The story depicts cascading effects from mountain lions to deer to vegetation, but Young says the real story is more complicated. The range had already been damaged by livestock grazing before Roosevelt created the preserve, and the area was hit by drought as deer numbers began to plummet. Young says those pieces were trimmed off so the story would fit neatly into a simple object lesson.
Yeah, it's easy to have a very simple, common sense approach to the balance of nature, the idea that one species relies on another species, one species relies on a particular habitat or kind of vegetation, and if you change the population of one species, that it'll in turn directly affect the population of another species.
Young says the real lesson of the Kaibab is that nature, like everything else, is more complicated than it might seem. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Father's Talk Radio. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Bart Kopp's astrologer. Well, it's not his astrologer. She has a page on his site. She is with us. But before we go to Geneva, very quickly, Tom, who's calling in from Northwest Indiana. I pretty much know what you want to say, but do it for me quick, Tom.
I just wanted to say that your Friday the 13th gift today is your 666th registered member on your website.
I noticed that.
I think that it, I don't know, is it science or is it literature where a double negative is actually a positive?
Well, it's literature. Maybe it's science, too.
Well, anyway, your website, your new website is just great. A lot of great new contributors. The people there are just wonderful.
It's an incredible,
it's a blast.
An incredible group. I noticed that earlier tonight. Registrant number 666 posted, signed up today on Friday the 13th. I thought to myself, well, isn't that special?
Well, and it's, the registered name is Arnold Ziffer, where your former assistant site supervisor, DJM, pointed out that that was the pig on Green Acres.
Oh, my God. It just never stops, does it?
It's, you know... It's the Zen of Malloy.
That's what it is. Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. All right. We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, who does some things on BartCop.com. She's an astrologer. Is it proper, Geneva, to say a licensed astrologer, a registered astrologer? How do you say it?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't really have a license myself. It's not really required. But
an official astrologer.
Official
astrologer.
Yeah.
Some of the best conversations, I have to say this, some of the best conversations I've had, oh, gosh, just, you know, at various times, have been with friends, of people who became friends, who followed and developed astrological charts, who followed the, I kind of am inclined to call it a science of astrology because it is so ancient. And I've had some amazing, amazing insights. I guess most people know that astrologers are not fortune tellers. They're not psychics. They're
right.
just people who take a look at, like a scientist would take a look at chemical reactions and come up with an answer, which
right.
may or may not be something that can be of use.
Yeah, there's an art to it, and there's a science that's sort of a cosmic craft.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, and it's an honor to have somebody from BartCop, associated with BartCop.com show up. Now, you have a page at BartCop.com. You're there how often?
I have my own page that's linked to BartCop, and occasionally we'll do pieces and feature it on BartCop.com. And my own site is higherlevelastrology.com. And
say it again.
higherlevelastrology.com.
Okay. Okay, good. So if somebody wants to contact you other than this program or other than BartCop, just go to higherlevelastrology.com.
Right.
Sounds good. All right. The reason we wanted you to come on tonight, Geneva, is just to chat for a while, but also to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart? I guess specifically, was the theft of the election predicted beforehand, not predicted, but was it there beforehand?
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff in his chart that showed that kind of chicanery. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man for. Mm-hmm. People who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He's not a very, let me rephrase it. He is a very weak man when you get
yes.
right down to it, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, is.
Yeah, very extremely weak-willed. The other thing I want to ask you, any information on that you have on other Bush administration members?
Oh, you mean like Daddy Bush?
Oh, Daddy Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, any of these people.
Actually, I've got some, I've kind of divided this up into different sections about, of course, now we're all talking about the weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's very strong evidence that Bush knew about that and that he was in on it. And there's going to be a lot of cover-up on that.
Well, let's back up a little bit then. Maybe we should go a little bit deeper into Bush's chart.
Okay.
All right. Just go with it. I'm not sure what to ask you. Just start with Bush's chart itself. I think that would be, like Alice said, the best place to start is always at the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the problem with getting into anything astrological is that you've got a lot of our own special language mm-hmm. that astrologers use that might be confusing to the lay person.
Right.
And the first thing you do when you're looking at a chart is you see the chart itself is basically static. And then you have to see how it's being activated by the current positions of planets, which is called the transits.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also take that and you can advance the chart through a system called progressions. So essentially what we have with Bush right now is Jupiter, the planet of good luck and benefits and largesse and things like that, mm-hmm. are basically good charm and good things like that,
mm-hmm.
is right over his ascendant, and it's moved off of his ascendant, actually. And this is part of what enabled him to present a very charming image to the public so that he was able to get his way. And
right.
that's going to be moving off of his ascendant in August, and you'll notice that at that point his popularity will start to slip.
In August.
In August. And further, then, he has Neptune, which is the planet of lies and deception, is in a negative aspect with Mercury, the planet of communication. So this shows that he has been deliberately confusing the public and deceptive, and that he's very good at clever double talk, and that he can divert the focus away from the truth. And this was going on. This is sort of backed away now, and it's coming forward again. But this was what was going on when this saber rattling in February was at
mm-hmm.
a peak.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Pluto, which is the planet of covert activity and having to be in control. In the U.S. chart, actually opposes Bush's Mercury. So this indicates that he's quite aware of this situation of the weapons of mass destruction, and he's part of the cover-up,
mm-hmm.
and that unfortunately we won't be getting any retribution against that until Saturn comes along in about another year. And
would that correspond with his reelection campaign?
Actually, that brings up a sticky point. I don't really see him making it that far. I don't really see that he's going to have a successful reelection campaign. There's a lot of other factors. He's got some really heavy-duty things coming up that just may make it impossible for him to really continue with this image. And it'll be a time of testing and loss and limitations for him, and he'll have to face a really strong dose of reality. And I just don't know if he's up to that.
Wow. Let me ask you this. When astrologers talk among themselves, you all obviously use the same. Again, I'm just going to call it science. You all use the same the same math.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it math.
Okay.
Then all of you must know that Bush is what he is, and that this looming uncertainty within the next year is out there for him. I mean, how do you all talk politics or don't you? Do you stay away from politics?
Well, I have a few friends that I discuss that who kind of agree with me, who feel the same way. There's quite a lot of us that communicate back and forth, and
right.
they have their own sites that they present viewpoints as well. But the thing is, with a lot of planets, most of them don't just limit to one or two or three factors that
mm-hmm.
they influence. There's a wide variety
mm-hmm.
of factors that various planets. So you can take a chart and you can get not so much a different interpretation, but a different slant.
So there is room for debate and argument amongst astrologers. Okay,
right.
I get it. It's not that exact.
No,
where
unfortunately.
Where people can say, well, A, B, C, D. Okay. What I don't know if you want to comment too much on this, but what sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Will some secret be revealed that we don't know about him as of yet? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, right. Well, yeah, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
oh.
Why not?
Right.
But actually, Bush has been leading a charmed life, and he's had Saturn is the planet of karma, if you want to call it that, and
sure.
retribution
mm-hmm.
and justification, and it's now moving into some very negative aspects for the United States chart and for Bush's chart. And if you notice, Bush has born his degree of his son, where he was born in July, is close to the U.S. degree, because we were born on July 4th. There's
right.
some discrepancy or some difference of opinion
mm-hmm.
as far as what time we were born. So some people use one chart for the U.S. and some people use another. But Bush does have that context. So whatever affects him will directly affect the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturn now is, Saturn, of course, is a planet of loss and limitations. And it's basically a planet that if you haven't done your homework, you haven't prepared, and you haven't earned a place of honor or a time in the spotlight, it will basically send you back to the end of the line. And so you've got to earn it with Saturn. It's a strict taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Bush, Saturn is approaching his natal sun. And that is a really strong time where he'll realize that he's not automatically going to get his way. He's going to have to earn it.
This sounds a little bit like what my grandmother used to say about if you're going to dance, you have to pay the fiddler.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except he probably already owns the fiddler.
Well, it sounds a little spooky where it concerns Bush. In other words, it sounds to me that the influences are there, especially when you mention karma. I kind of tend to believe in the idea of balance,
mm-hmm.
That there is a natural flow, energy, math, whatever you want to call it. Some people refer to it as God.
Right.
There's a natural flow, a river, if you will, through the universe. And if that's the case, then and Bush has lived on borrowed time, in a manner of speaking, then I would be a little bit, I don't know if frightened is the right word, but I would be a little bit concerned were I he.
Yeah.
Where it concerns this this power of balance or karma coming into play.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a law of cause and effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And that exists in physics. So
right.
we're not talking about, hooky spooky stuff here. We're talking, again, that's why I kind of refer to astrology as mm-hmm. math. What about another war in the future of the United States? Do you see that? Now, by war, I mean these attacks.
Right.
Do you see?
Actually, Bush has, mention progressions, which is a way of moving the chart forward.
Mm-hmm.
And his progressed sun is exactly going over his natal Mars. And, of course, Mars is the planet
right.
of war.
Mm-hmm.
So this increases his pugnacious and combative image, and this is why he goes around with this bellicose posturing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be sort of, I guess, thwarted and kind of held back in his attempts at starting any more wars. It'll sort of come forward and then it'll kind of back off because Mars is going into a status where it's sort of backing off of, from that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we won't really get into actually getting into that kind of assertiveness on his part, where he will actually aggressively do like he did with Iraq.
So taking it from the general to the more specific, you don't necessarily see a conflict with Iran or North Korea?
Probably not specifically with them, but I do see that he's going to start sounding the war cries again, but later in the year. Because Mars will be going through a period of what's called retrograde,
mm-hmm.
and it will it's basically means that it's moving backwards, but it really doesn't. Of course, planets don't move backwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's just from our perspective here on Earth, the forward motion has slowed down, so it appears to be moving backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like when two cars pass each other and one's going slower, that one appears to be moving backwards.
Right, right, exactly.
And
Well, no, I was just going to say, so what, if I'm hearing you correctly, Bush will start with the bellicose language again, but there will be some restrictive force that assures that we don't get into another hot conflict?
Well, it will kind of frustrate his desire to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with the characteristic of a retrograde Mars is that it takes on a quality of a Venus Junior. And, of course, Venus is the planet of love and charm. And mm-hmm. so most people aren't going to be interested in war. It's just not going to ring true. It's just not going to be something people are interested in.
Yeah, that makes sense, because I think for the most part, no matter what Fox News Channel says or no matter how much saber-rattling a Rumsfeld or Cheney do, I think the American people are kind of sickened.
With
these two conflicts that Bush has taken us into now in the space of 18 months, I think there's a level or a point beyond which the American public doesn't like to go. Hey, Geneva, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
We've got a break coming up here. And the next question I wanted to ask you is what the astrological forecast or indications are, because I know it's not a forecast, for the elections in 2004. So that'll give you a chance to check that out. We'll come back in just a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, we're talking with Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer, and we'll tell you how you can get in touch with her a little bit later. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Peter Worby
Worby Show.
My website, peterworby.com. Somebody wrote in, and in fact, they called in to that 800 number, some right-wing nutball, and he's going, between every sentence, he says, anywho, you really suck, and anywho, your website looks like it was put together by a teenager.
Perhaps he's homophobic. Oh, my gosh.
Well, he did say something about, he says, anywho, your photograph of you smiling, maybe one of your friends is tickling you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
I didn't know what he meant. But, you know, and I thought I ought to try to make it a little more professional, right? But you know how ornery I actually am, right? And so I'm going to keep it like that. I'm going to have it this mess because what you're supposed to have is buttons.
Texture
screw
or something like that.
Screw them. That's what I say. I'm keeping it messy.
The Peter Worby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, heard live every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, June 14th, I'll be on location from 10 to 5 at Don Scott's Antique Market in Atlanta, Georgia, the best antiques and collectibles show in the South, doing free first-come, first-serve appraisals on my TV show, Flea Market Mania, with Good Life TV Network. I'll be in the North Building at 3650 Jonesboro Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, telephone 404-363-0909.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
The minute I got elected, the storm clouds on the horizon were getting nearly directly overhead.
Five before the hour, we're talking with Geneva, who is a real, honest-to-God astrologer, and also participates in BartCop.com's website. She has her own. Say the name of your website again, Geneva.
HigherLevelAstrology.com.
Is that how people get in touch with you if they wanted a private reading?
Yeah, they can email me that at HigherLevelAstrology.com.
Okay. Now, before we get into this question, mm-hmm. Can you stick around for just one more fairly short segment? Or do you have to go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, we have a break here in about 3 minutes, and then we'll come back right after the top of the hour. And if you could stick around for just one more segment, because this is so interesting, I'd like to continue if you can. About another 15 minutes.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. The question is, what is the forecast for the 2004 elections?
Well, do you want to go into individually, like how it looks for Lieberman,
yes.
Gephardt?
That would be great.
Okay. Actually, let's start with, isn't Lieberman the favorite now?
I think he's the favorite of the Democratic Party establishment, the Democratic National Committee, although they haven't come out and said it. I think he's leading the polls that they conduct, right?
Yeah. Now, I think it's interesting. I noted in doing the charts that I have time charts for everyone. I don't have for Edwards or for Graham.
Okay.
But I have time charts for everyone else, and I think it's interesting that Lieberman, Kerry, Dean, and Edwards all have their natal moon in Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
This indicates that they would have good communicative ability. They're witty, they're talkative, clever, intellectual, and they can also see matters simultaneously on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very unusual to have that big of a field of candidates with the same moon.
Right.
So it makes it very interesting as far as that, just one of those little astrological quirks I noticed among them.
Hmm.
Also, I heard today they're doing a draft Gore campaign.
Yeah, that's in the offing, right?
Yeah, and I don't think much will come of it. Gore won't do very well in 2004 because transiting Saturn, remember the planet of limitations mm-hmm. and loss, is going to be squaring. It's the sector is called the Midheaven. The Midheaven is the sector of honors, status, your public image.
Hey, there's the music for the break. Geneva,
okay.
Can we stop right there? And we've got a quick top of the hour break here, some news. Then we'll come back and we'll finish this up, a look at some of the candidates for 2004.
Great.
Okay? All right, great. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back in a moment. We're talking with Geneva, who is known on the Internet, among other places, but also at BartCop.com. Stay with us. We'll continue the conversation in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. On the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Israeli helicopter gunships opened fire on a car in Gaza City, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding 22 others. At least two missiles struck the car, and Israeli TV is reporting the targets could have been members of the militant group Hamas. Hours earlier, the militants fired two rockets into Israel, but no one was wounded in that attack. The airstrikes are in retaliation for a suicide bombing on a bus in Jerusalem on Wednesday. The death toll in that attack has now risen to 17. Israel has vowed to wage war to the bitter end against Hamas as a result, and since then have launched a total of 3 airstrikes. 5 Hamas militants and at least 16 Palestinian civilians have died as a result. Where in the world is Saddam Hussein? The Iraqi dictator hasn't been seen since U.S. forces started throwing bombs at Baghdad in March. Some think Saddam is dead, but others suspect he's alive and causing trouble from somewhere. A letter that Saddam purportedly faxed to an Arab newspaper calls on foreigners to leave Iraq. The letter also threatens nations with troops occupying Iraq. The letter threatens to take our defense of Iraq to their countries. The letter refers to the U.S.-British coalition that led the war as the cowardly occupier. U.S. troops have launched 2 big operations west and north of Baghdad this week to root out Saddam loyalists suspected of conducting a recent spate of attacks on U.S. soldiers.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of 3 herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
A Los Angeles man who pled no contest to charges of defrauding eBay customers out of $600,000 was sentenced today. Richard Santiago is in the courtroom.
Deputy DA Jonathan Fairlow says Chris Chong Kim was sentenced to 3 years in state prison.
He's being sent to the restitution center. This is a state prison institution, but he's able to work during the day and is incarcerated at night.
Fairlow says that for a while, Kim was selling a lot of computers on eBay.
He had an eBay auction site called CalvinAuctions.com, and it was towards the end of his business cycle on eBay that he just stopped shipping goods.
Kim paid $100,000 today to start repaying the people he defrauded. In Los Angeles, I'm Richard Santiago.
Sorcerer Kevin Collyon, the high priest of British white witches, tried to entice the fabled Loch Ness Monster out of the Scottish waters today by performing an incantation. Collyon said he had cast a spell on the monster 2 years ago to keep it from being caught by Swedish scientist Jan Sundberg. Collyon said he thought the reverse hex went quite well and that it is time for Nessie to pop up again. Reports of the so-called monster have been talked about for centuries, with descriptions often recalling a black creature with a serpentine neck and fat body.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Around 500 members of the Service Employees International Union gathered at the state office building in downtown Pittsburgh this morning. The members continued their protests over increases in health care costs for their members employed by the University of Pittsburgh. The university is attempting to implement health care benefit changes that would increase the workers' costs by up to 75%. Union spokesman Tom Hoffman says the protests are starting to gather some support.
I think we've got to keep putting pressure on the University of Pittsburgh. Like I said, we're going to follow up with the state because they, Furlough and Walco both said that they want to become involved in this.
The union will go to court Tuesday to attempt to block the university's attempt to impose the new benefits package with a new contract agreement. Stocks were lower today as an index on consumer sentiment fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 79 points to 91.17. The NASDAQ was down 27 to 16.26, and the S&P 500 fell 10 points to 989. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. The key to success can be hard to find, just like the key to your heart. But I know a car key whose loss can leave you flat out of luck. When I come back, I'll tell you why. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they'd buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly-Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Black cats and Friday the 13th aside, not having this key when you have a flat tire is truly bad luck. It's called a lug nut key, and its purpose is to prevent thieves from stealing custom wheels or expensive wheel covers. But unfortunately, if you misplace it, it also prevents you from changing a flat tire. Consult owner's manual to see if your wheels require a lug nut key, and if so, keep it handy. Otherwise, at flat tire time, you'll be flat out of luck. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We are graced this evening with the appearance of the webmistress at higherlevelastrology.com. Her name is Geneva. You may be familiar with her work from Bartkop.com. And she's joining us from California. Thanks for holding on, Geneva. I do appreciate you taking your time for this. Now, just to recap very quickly, you see Bush's popularity slipping in August, possibly some sort of obstacle to his reelection. Now we were talking about the candidates, the Democratic candidates, and you mentioned four of them seem to share some aspects that indicate likability, communication, that sort of thing.
Right, witty, talkative.
Mm-hmm. And those four would be Lieberman, Edwards.
Lieberman, Kerry, Dean, and Edwards.
Uh-huh. All right, let's move on to the other ones. Dennis Kucinich, Gephardt.
Okay.
Al Sharpton and former Senator Carol Moseley Braun.
Yeah. Actually, as far as chances go, although I do have my own favorites here, I don't really see that Sharpton or Moseley Braun will do very well. I don't see that they're going to, they'll probably drop out, although Sharpton probably wants to continue the novelty of it,
mm-hmm.
and he'll he'll stay with it through the duration. But I don't really see that he has, not only on an astrological basis, but he just doesn't have anything, no major aspects are really hitting for him,
mm-hmm.
as far as that goes. And so if we eliminate him, and then it comes down to the others that are remaining. Now, surprisingly, because Lieberman is ahead in the polls, at least, as you said, in the conventional segment of the party, I ran some, basically did the timing for the charts at the time of the convention, because essentially you can't get elected to the presidency unless you're chosen by your party at the convention. So we have to take that step.
Mm-hmm.
And
however, though, let me just interject, if you don't mind, Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
The system has been so perverted now by both parties that by the time they get to the convention, unless there is a populist groundswell movement, the candidate has already been determined by these abominable primaries.
Right. Exactly. So,
but you still feel that using the convention date is important.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something to focus on because the primaries are so scattered.
That's true.
There's so many of them that it's really hard to focus. One might do well in one primary, especially if they have a favorite son status.
Okay.
They might do well. But taking it first with Lieberman, he's got some aspects that might indicate that he'll be riding a wave of popularity. But the main thing to look for is, pardon me, to see if there's any activity to what we call the angles, which would be the ascendant, the first house section, and then the 10th house section, which is the midheaven that we mentioned, the status and the top of the chart, the
mm-hmm.
status and honor
mm-hmm.
Section of the chart. And he doesn't have any strong activity there, so I really don't see much popping for him. Plus, he's got...
That's Lieberman, who's kind
yes,
of... kind
Lieberman.
Of, okay.
And he's got a square, which is a challenging aspect between Jupiter and his natal moon. And this would tend to make him overly optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And he would overextend himself and think that he has something that may not necessarily actually be his.
Right.
So
okay.
he may be counting on something that probably isn't going to come through for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that might be a problem with him. And then if we move on to Gephardt, who I think is running sometimes neck and neck and maybe a little bit ahead of Lieberman in some cases.
Right.
He also doesn't have anything very compelling as far as contact to the angles with him. And he's in his chart, Mars by progression is opposing natal Pluto, and this can indicate a power struggle. So we might see a conflict between the more traditional Democrats with those that want to move it to the middle of center to those that want to keep it to the left.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so he may find that this crisis will bring about a painful ending
mm-hmm.
and force him into a new beginning.
Yeah, because Gephardt doesn't impress me as one who is willing to really, really, really embrace Democratic Party root issues.
Right.
He seems more like the DLC kind of Democrat, you
mm-hmm.
know, the so-called moderate Democrat, or as they're referred to often, Republican Light.
Right, Bush Light. That's one of the problems with both him and Lieberman is they're basically nothing more than juniors,
right.
if you will.
Absolutely, juniors.
Yeah.
That way. Okay.
Yeah. And so he'll be kind of in a pipe dream aspect. He's got his the midheaven is squaring
mm-hmm.
Neptune, so he'll have some confusion and some. He needs to take a dose of reality, and he's not really facing the situation. And then we've got the real problem of Saturn, which
mm-hmm.
you know is the planet of limitations
right.
and loss, and that's going right over his Venus, and that has to do with how you perceive yourself, your self-image. Mm-hmm. And with those two together, he may end up having, it will be a time where he'll feel rejected and unappreciated.
Well, Gephardt is, in my 10-cent psychological way of trying to read Gephardt's body language, I've never felt that he had very much self-confidence.
No.
To begin with. Now, let me ask you, we haven't talked about, the one I'm backing right now, I don't know how what his chances are, but that would be Dennis Kucinich. What can you tell us about Kucinich?
Well, Kucinich is a dark horse in a lot more ways than one. But the thing is, right now, Jupiter, which is the planet of luck and benefits and all, is opposing his natal moon. So he may have some problems with women, especially on his pro-life stance, even though he's modified that
right, to
a certain extent. But I have a place in my heart for Kucinich because I'm a vegetarian as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I can identify with that. But the thing is, Saturn, which again is the taskmaster, is opposing his natal midheaven, so he's likely to drop out of the race.
Drop out?
Yeah. He'll probably, in about February of 2004, Saturn will be opposing his natal midheaven. And so he'll probably at that point drop out. Or something will come along that will negate his popularity.
Will that I
don't see him going the distance.
Will his dropping out have any effect on the candidacy of Howard Dean?
Howard Dean actually he's got some very strong positive aspects going for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, of course, he's very glib and he's very good at public speaking and he's very witty. And he's an excellent statistician as far as being able to put across his mm-hmm. his programs and how he would handle things. And he has his progressed Mercury is trining the natal moon, so this enhances his ability to tune into the public persona, and a lot of what he says resonates with the public. And then he has a really good benefit of his progressed Venus. Is in contact with Jupiter. And Venus and Jupiter are what's known to astrologers as the greater and the lesser benefic. So these are the two good luck mm-hmm. and beneficial planets. And so you've got Venus and Jupiter together, and Jupiter rules the sixth of politics, and this will increase his popularity. And so he's got a lot of good aspects going here. And
Howard Dean,
yeah.
Now, did you tell me already, I'm sorry, about Carrie?
Now, Carrie has the best chance, actually, if I want to be out front with it.
Okay.
Problem with Carrie is natally he is a full moon personality. This means that his sun and moon are in exact opposition. So he tends to run hot and cold on a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a strong number of an aspect, what's known as an inconjunct aspect. This is 150-degree, as I don't want to get too technical. But it indicates a time when a person has to make a lot of adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also be a stressful time. And this usually happens when somebody is at a milestone in their life and they have to change a lot of situations. They're suddenly in the public eye. They have to, they're kind of put into a different situation. So that would also be an indication. But Carrie has, transiting Jupiter is going right over his midheaven, and this was what the same aspect that catapulted Bill Clinton mm-hmm. into office. So Kerry has the best chance. Now, an interesting thing is, I don't know if you're aware, that every Democrat who has been elected in the past 100 years, either he or his vice president, was from the South.
Yeah, I know that only from its political point, yes.
Right. So Kerry would do well to call in Edwards, who has a lot of ties to the U.S. chart, mm-hmm. Edwards or Graham, who also has some really nice things going on now, but not enough to probably catapult them. In other words, Kerry has such a strong Jupiter midheaven aspect. Mm-hmm. And some other things that are going on. His progressed midheaven is trining the moon, so he will also resonate well with the public. A trine is a beneficial aspect.
Yeah, and I want to just add here that if anybody's just joining in, you are approaching this not from a political point of view, but from an astrological point of view.
Right.
The points that Geneva is trying to make are simply that, according to astrological indications, this is how it's working out for these candidates. Because, you know, Geneva, a lot of people who are Democrats, who are hardcore or core-issue Democrats, like I am, for example,
right,
would not see Gephardt or Kerry or Lieberman as being real Democrats. We see them as Republican light or as DLC Democrats. But I just want to stress that what you're saying is strictly from an astrological point of view, not necessarily from the political point
right.
of view.
Right. And as far as my own personal standpoint, I'm a Dean Kucinich fan as well.
Mm-hmm.
Either one of those would be, I think, make an excellent choice. But looking at it from the aspects that I see, I think probably Kerry has the best chance. And with that in mind, I would love to be proven wrong.
Yeah, you can only see what you can see.
Right.
I understand that for sure. Now, I want to, if you can hold on just one more time, because when we come back, I want to get specific information how people can get in touch with you.
Okay.
And I also want to invite you back again if you ever feel the spirit move you to come back on the program, because this is very, very, very good stuff. And again, my position on astrology is it's math. And since
right.
it is math, it is something that can very definitely be used. I hate it when people try to say that astrologers are fortune tellers or psychics or predictors or any of that. You all lay out the aspects, and people can do as they damn well choose.
Yeah.
All right, Geneva, hold on just one more second, because when we come back, I want to get some information about how people get in touch with you, okay? All right. We're talking with Geneva. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Voices in the sky.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free. 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer at the briefing today.
The job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin?
Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
All righty, then.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Christopher Kent, host of Antique Talk, heard live every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, June 14th, I'll be on location from 10 to 5 at Don Scott's Antique Market in Atlanta, Georgia, the best antiques and collectibles show in the South, doing free first-come, first-serve appraisals on my TV show, Flea Market Mania, with Good Life TV Network. I'll be in the North Building at 3650 Jonesboro Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, telephone 404-363-0909.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me? You hate me?
I put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof?
You know, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Majority has a voice in talk radio. Here's Mike Malloy.
We're talking with Geneva from California, honest to God astrologer who, I got an email, Geneva, somebody taking me to task here because we have an astrologer on the program. And the point they're making was, remember how everyone made fun of Nancy Reagan? Because her husband, she would always consult an astrologer before her husband would make a policy or a government decision. And I'm not quite sure how to answer that. I probably was one of those people who thought it was insane for Ronald Reagan to make policy decisions based only on astrology. On the other hand, it is one of the occult arts, and by occult, I'm using it in its sense of being hidden. And I just wonder, how should I respond to people who say, "Gee, Malloy, why are you having this on your program?" You got a response for me?
The world must be getting ready to come to an end, because if I actually agree with Nancy Reagan, but it worked, you know. I mean, he essentially came through it looking, smelling like a well-adjusted rose.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
But the country, you can make the argument,
right,
did not.
No, but that really wasn't important to him. What was important to him and to her was how he looked.
Good point. Excellent point.
And the astrologer brought them through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to kind of look at it objectively in that sense that it worked for them. From what I understand, I think that she's sort of backed off from that. She's kind of used the excuse that because after the assassination attempt, she was so afraid that he would be taken from her,
right,
that she consulted anything that would give her that sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it ironic? He was taken from her anyway.
It is ironic. It is, of course, life abounds with irony, doesn't it, Geneva?
Yeah.
Now, how do people get in touch with you for just for one-on-one discussion? I know your website is higherlevelastrology.com. They just go there.
Right. They can go there, and I have monthly horoscopes that I post, and I also post an opinion page. And then the main page gives the various astrological services that I do, or they can email me at gclark@higherlevelastrology.com.
Okay. Just one last question before we go. Any other important political events or foreign affairs that we should look out for, in your opinion?
And we
only have about a minute.
Yeah. Okay. I can say, as far as foreign stuff, I hadn't really focused on that. Yeah, that's probably going to be going on.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have focused on is the economy is going to get worse, and we are going to go deeper into a depression, and unemployment is going to escalate.
Ooh, good news, huh? Oh,
yes.
My God.
Well, this is part of Bush having to account for his ridiculous financial policies.
This is all of us having to suffer Bush karma.
Yeah.
Ah, Oh, God. Geneva, it's been a real nice having you on the program, and I appreciate you taking your time to do this.
Thank you. You've made it very easy.
Well, I hope we can do this again, because I find the whole idea of astrology fascinating.
Yes, it's never ending. You're always learning.
That's right.
Good ones are always perfecting their craft.
Thank you, Geneva.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you have a nice weekend.
You too. Bye now.
Okay, take care. You can get in touch with Geneva at higherlevelastrology.com, or you can go to bartkopp.com, where she's the official astrologer at that website. Or not. You know, whatever turns you on. She joined us from California. As a matter of fact, after this break, if you have an opinion about the fact that we had an astrologer on the program, if you find it like, what's this? Call me and tell me. I'm not going to harass you. I really am not. But I got several emails from people who are very supportive of the program, like the program, and said, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is this nonsense? Do you feel that way? Okay. Call me. Tell me. Tell me what you think of that. 800-TALK-YES.
Strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. Union janitors and their supporters rallied outside the headquarters of the Red Cross in downtown Washington, D.C. yesterday, protesting the treatment of janitors who clean the towering office building. Support for Service Employees International Union Local 82 is growing among janitors who clean the Red Cross on behalf of the Continental Building Maintenance Contractor, something that Local 82 organizer Fabricio Herrera says is due to the recent success of the union in winning a new contract for D.C.'s organized janitors.
In this building, with the janitors, they only make $7 an hour. They don't have no benefit. They don't have nothing.
Organizer John Everhart says Continental recently threatened workers wearing buttons and stickers in support of Local 82.
That's not legal. It's legal for everyone to show their support of a union in a public way. And so if we're going to bring charges against them, if that's what we need to do.
Yesterday marked International Justice for Janitors Day, called by the Service Employees International Union each June 15th.
Two new health studies provide compelling evidence that working nights is bad for your health. The Canadian government's Department of Statistics released a report this week that analyzed nearly 10 years of data collected on shift workers. It found that those who work second or third shift jobs have higher rates of heart disease, higher blood pressure, and more frequent incidence of digestive problems. Women who work irregular hours also have a higher risk of breast cancer. This corresponds with a study released last week by researchers at Harvard who examined the working habits of nurses. They found that nurses who worked nights at least three times a month for 15 years or longer had a statistically greater chance of colorectal cancer. Both studies suggest that irregular working hours interferes with the body's internal clock, and that may be the primary factor for increased health problems.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Another
audio clip from the production meeting.
Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
Drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Got the flying monkey ride blues? Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
Wow, I really pissed some people off here, didn't I? Hey. All right, Simon in Canada emailed in. He wants to know about astrologers. Any more relevant to a truth seeker than the talking snake? He's referring to my talking snake theory of creation. Simon says, not very often I disagree with you, Mike, but this is a total waste of airspace. Otherwise, keep up the good fight. Ron emails in, astrology is not math. It's superstition. It's pseudoscience. It's fine for purely entertainment purposes to look at the candidates from an astrological perspective. But I hope we're not putting any real stock into it in terms of planning to unseat his fraudulency, the executioner in thief, next year. Okay, a couple of email comments. Transfer is calling from Stanford, Connecticut, who has an opinion about this, too. A transfer, what is it? Have I gone mad?
You are out of your mind.
Well, for doing what?
What the hell are you doing? You have an astrologer on your show? You're just, like, feeding yourself to lions. My God.
All right, what did you find, what do you find offensive about the idea of having...
You had an astrologer on your show. I mean, that, like, just, to me, just, my God.
All right, tell me what, all right, no, wait, hold on. I don't mind having my ass kicked here, but I asked you a question. Tell me why it is so bad for me to put an astrologer on this program. And please don't say again, I can't believe you're putting an astrologer on the program. Tell me why.
Because you have... brought yourself to the other side.
What do you mean?
Left yourself open to the other side.
What other side?
Well, Nancy Reagan, the whole, you know...
No, I brought that up with her because, you know, I dumped on Nancy Reagan for consulting an astrologer to feed information to her husband to make policy decisions. But did you hear what Geneva said? As far as the Reagans are concerned, they may have screwed up the country, but it got them through. Did you hear that part?
No, I heard that part, but okay. It just, the fact that you had an astrologer on.
Okay, this is the fifth time you've said that. Now, what I'm asking for, Transfer, is why you find it offensive. You still haven't answered the question. Hello?
I think it's very bad.
Okay, you still haven't answered the question. Let me try one more time. What is it about an astrologer on this program that you find so offensive?
It makes you as fake as the other side.
Okay, thank you. Now, you didn't answer the question, but I'm going to move on. My presenting an astrologer, for Christ's sake, I've had Republicans on this program. I've had Democrats on this program that are as fake as, to use your term, as anybody else I might have on the program. But I don't understand what is pulling your chain, Transfer. I just don't get it. Besides, lighten up. You know, at the very least, are you people, some of you people, beyond having a lighter topic on a Friday night? I used to do a program called Dateless and Desperate on Friday nights. We used to do poetry slams. We used to bring on youth symphony members. Just a bit of, just away from this crushingly, maddeningly negative crap that is the Bush crime family. But if you have an objection to having... am I occasionally having an astrologer on this program? Tell me what the objection is. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I'm looking for. Okay? Hey. Now, you know, I got a couple of emails that said that, well, where'd they go? Hold on. I get the sense that my credibility is at stake. Or what did Transfer say? I've gone to the dark side? What the hell does that mean? Simon in Canada, not very often I disagree with you, Mike. But Simon, you know, all I did was ask the woman questions. I disagree with me on what? On putting her on the air? I mean, come on. Ron says it's not math, it's superstition. Okay. It's pseudoscience. Okay, I disagree that it's superstition. I'm not making a case for or against astrology. Look, I believe that even where it concerns fundamental Christians who do believe in the talking snake theory of creativity, for God's sake, they have a right to that. I mean, anybody has a right to their own idea of what's right or what's truth or what's valid or invalid. How many looking glasses we have to fall through before we come to the truth. I mean, come on. Are you people being, some of you people being this, iconoclastic, this closed-minded that you're going to say, well, you've destroyed your credibility, Malloy, because you've had an astrologer on? Are you so sure of the state of your own reality that, I mean, if astrology is just jive turkey nonsense, how about a Buddhist approach to life? Is that nonsense? What about a Wiccan or Celtic approach to the earth as a living being? Is that nonsense? I mean, is it just a huge black void where there's really nothing and all you have is yourself? I mean, if you want to get all Sartre on me, okay. If you want to get all Heidegger on me, okay. If you want to get all, who's the God is dead? Nietzsche on me, okay. But Jesus, God Almighty in heaven, pardon the expression, isn't there anything that you possibly can't quantify? Is there anything out there? Oh my God, I sound like I'm defending astrology, which I'm not. What I'm defending here is the right of somebody to approach, and it is math. I don't care how many people say it's not math. The hell it isn't. If it is anything, it is math. It is based on, I'm not gonna do this. I am not going to defend or attack astrology. I'll just make your own decision. But, you know, to say that there's something now wrong or there's something rotten at the core of this program because we had Geneva on, come on, get real, okay? Hi, John is calling from Santa Fe. John, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Well, good to hear all that.
Yeah, well.
First, I have to say, when I heard you had an astrologer on, surprised me, and my respect for you went up. Listening to you now talk, my respect has increasingly gone up because you're speaking honesty. You're talking about an open-mindedness, and whether or not you understand astrology fully, you're willing to be open-minded and unprejudiced about it. These people who are talking that way can't, though at least the ones who you've read and mm-hmm. talked to, they're not really speaking anything than a prejudice. They just have a feeling about it, a judgment that is conditioned. And I wish, you know, that I could have some time to gather all my thoughts to make the most cogent and effective arguments in a short time. But here's what I would say. Any person out there who wants to know more about themselves, I guarantee if I sit down with them for 5 or 10 minutes looking at their chart, they will be open and appreciate valuable insight, because the truth is, it is a science, but it's math in a different sense than a lot of people take the word math. It's math as symbolism. It's higher math, because true mathematicians recognize math as symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't just like, you know, measuring things. It is then recognizing that a certain angle represents something and another angle represents something. It's based on this principle. If you took a bit of iron filings and put it at the center of a round table, mm-hmm. and you took two powerful magnets and you moved them, and when they reached a 90-degree angle, those iron filings would stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Then in between, they wouldn't again. Then at opposition, they would stand up again.
Right.
Because the fact is that there's magnetics and electrical
currents.
Energies,
currents
mm-hmm. that are stirred up by certain angles. And so it's based on the idea that we're not unaffected mm-hmm. by the fact that two planets are in opposition or square at the moment you were born or at the moment that a chart is made for a particular event. And if they want to poo-poo it, then they ought to remember that we have stock market financiers, we have corporations actually consulting astrologers.
They really swear by this stuff.
They swear by it, and they're
Right. Well, the point I made, and I made it a couple of times when Geneva was on, I made the point that we're not talking about physical sciences here. We're not talking about chemistry. We're talking, as far as I'm concerned, it is a representational form of mathematics, and it's not fortune telling. It's not psychic or what's that other stuff? Remote viewing. It's just taking a look at. Let me back up. You know, people that say, well, what the hell are you talking about? The stars and the planets having any effect on or the planets having any effect on my life? And of course, the quick answer to that is, where do we get the term menstrual cycle? the cycles of the moon that do have a physical and a geological effect on this planet. Hello, has nobody heard of tides?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a basic example. No one's ever heard of solar storms that interfere with radio transmissions. I mean, there is an effect.
Absolutely.
Now, to what degree, who in the hell knows? I mean, I don't know. Don't make any claim to know, but I hate to hear.
And the answer to that would be, and then you start getting into the area where, you know, we're talking outside the box, and some listeners may not be there.
Right.
But we're talking about what's called subtle energies.
Sure.
In other words, Neptune is so far away, how could it affect us?
Right.
But the fact is, at the subtle level, everything is connected. And they say a butterfly affects the marketplace. Everything's affecting everything. And so from that point of view of interconnectedness, you could make an argument.
Sure.
About the moon, by the way, you know, one reason you have so much rising crime and instability is because basically there's so much water in the brain. So the moon is lifting the water pressure.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that at all.
It affects less stable people.
I got you. John, I got to move on.
Well, thank you for your openness.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. You know, I have a hard time. I've said on this program, I don't follow any religious dogma. I really don't. But I've also said, I borrow little dollops. Maybe it is nothing but a void, a huge, dark, cold void that we come from and we go back to. Who in the hell knows? I don't subscribe to any particular religious belief because of what I've found is that most of them deny every other belief if you want to adhere to theirs. That exclusivity, that idea that a Native American shaman is absolutely wrong, but a Buddhist priest walking in the Himalayas is absolutely right, or an Islamic mystic who swirls around in the desert and communicates with his form of God is absolutely wrong, but a Baptist who goes to the river is absolutely right. You know, and somebody wants to handle snakes, of course I make fun of some of this stuff. But if that's the way you find God, if that's the way you find your core, have at it. Have at it. I don't understand. I never have understood the attempt to deny the spiritual nature of humankind, whether that spirituality is manifested at Stonehenge, or it's manifested in a deck of tarot cards, or in a Bible, or burning incense and chanting while you listen to bells ringing in the wind. What the hell difference does it make how you get there? Wow, where did all that come from? But you understand what I'm saying. Unless you're just totally dedicated to some religious belief, if you are not dedicated to some religious dogma or belief system, then there's a voice in the back of your head or the top of your head or in your gut or someplace that says, you know, maybe they're all right. Maybe every one of these paths to spirituality has just enough truth. And the objective is to travel the paths and pick the truth. Find it. And put together your own paradigm. Your own spiritual home. That's all. And if part of that has to do with noticing the movement of the planets, or noticing the fluttering of a butterfly, or listening to some voice inside your head that most of us would say, wow, by God, he's schizophrenic. You know, whatever it is, or eating magic mushrooms, or ingesting peyote, or listening to Don Juan, or Jesus Christ, or the Buddha, or Muhammad. It's just appalling to me how we humans seem to so insist that if you can't show it to me, it doesn't exist. That's scary stuff, man. That's really scary stuff. Oh, well, Marie is calling from Santa Fe. Hey, Marie.
Hi. This is my first time, and I really enjoy your show.
Well, thank
you. I am one of these New Age Buddhists that is all for astrology, and I don't have any problem with you having astrologers on. As a matter of fact, here in Santa Fe, it's an astrologer who's very politically progressive and conscious. His name is Leonie Knighton Tallarico, and he has a website, www.spiritualrenaissance.com, and he's an astrologer, and he's very political, and he ties in all the political things that are happening today, and he has a newsletter, and astrology is very relevant. I mean, it's over 6,000 years of history. The Egyptians, the Tibetans, the Mayans, the Hindus, the Aztecs,
My thought has been over the years, Marie, thank you. We've got a break coming here. Thank you. I appreciate you checking. I hope you call again. My thought has been over the years, there's only two ways to go. Either you deny your spiritual nature and live within the animal, which is fine. That's fine. It's a choice. Deny the spiritual aspect or not. And if you do not deny the spiritual aspect, woo boy, it opens up a million paths to explore your spiritual aspect. That's all. Why do I feel so defensive tonight? I'm not used to feeling defensive.
Strange days indeed. Most peculiar, Mama. Everybody's flying, I never touch the sky. There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised. Nobody.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man. I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the word you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Now,
Everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hello, this is Andy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it, Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Free radio, only with Mike Malloy.
Well, I've gotten about 50 emails here. They're running about 90-10 in favor of the idea of just, you know, Geneva was good to have her on the program. I like Dave the Baptist from New Mexico. I don't care how many times you have Geneva on, just please stop playing Dust in the Wind. Oh, here's one more from Gaiman's. When are you going to have, he didn't like it or she didn't like it. The email says, when are you going to have on the conspiracy theorists who believe the Bushes are a reptilian race from another planet?
That'll be next Friday. She's spoiling the surprise.
And the writer goes on to say, astrology cannot be proven, bottom line, except with maybe speculation. You dabble a little, you might as well go all the way, man. All right. Well, I get the point. But like I say, if for people who have never been to a place, whether it's a physical place or a place inside your own emotions where there is a heightened sense of energy, if you've never experienced, maybe I did too many drugs, Kathy. I don't know. Maybe I had too many peyote experiences. I only had three. That's all I could handle. Maybe I had too many trees talk to me and ask me why I was so goddamn arrogant. You'll pardon the expression. I'm sorry. It just slipped out. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe too many times on psilocybin when I had, able to stand on top of a hill in North Georgia and see the veins on every leaf on every tree for about 40 miles around me. You know, maybe too much of that. I don't know. I don't know. But I do know this, that I don't stop, and neither do you, where your skin is. If I thought that that's all there was to it, what the hell? Why not pull the plug now? Why go through all this? Why experience this?
Oh, man, you're starting to sound like Nietzsche again. Damn.
I'm sorry for the cuss word. Sorry. Didn't mean to. Robin, get me out of this.
Okay, I was just going to tell you you're in good company, Mike. 700 B.C., David writes, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament sheweth his handiwork.
There you go.
1 A.D., the Mayans developed the single most accurate calendar yet devised simply by observing the heavens.
They did.
Of course, they didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Spanish figured they had to be devil worshippers, so they slaughtered them.
They slaughtered them all.
Late 16th century, Shakespeare writes, there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophies.
There you go.
Late 20th century, Tom Robbins writes, everything is part of it.
We're out of time, Robin.
See you, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Everything is part of it. You're damn right. Charlotte Jones engineered tonight's program in Detroit. Catherine Bay produced it here. Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com, thank you. Kevin Kenny, have a great weekend wherever you are. See you Monday. I hope. I really hope. Take care. Just like my mama
said, I'm going straight. You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the